The basket, broom, and wooden scooping boards she carries identifies her as someone to avoid. It's a traditional kit of manual scavengers, people who pick up human excreta every day from India's thousands of dry toilets, which have no water or flushing mechanism. Parvati, a mother of three, is unfazed by the looks that she gets in the street, even as she bears a basket full of human dung on her head to empty in a dump. For her, scraping out toilets helps feed her family.
I can't think of doing anything else. It's a job I know just too well. And at this age, what else can I do?
She began this menial job with her mother in her early teens. At another corner in Farooknagar, a small village 40 kilometers from the Indian capital of New Delhi, Ragini has worked up a sweat after cleaning 15 dry toilets. Reinforcing her status on the lowest rung of society, she has waited for 10 minutes outside one of her stops.
Given half a chance, I will leave this work. But who listens to us and who cares? This is what I know.
For the last decade, Baiswara Wilson and his nationwide group, the Safai Karmchari Andolan, or the Campaign Against Manual Scavenging, has been moving around the country to persuade manual scavengers to give up the profession. Wilson explains the extent of the problem.
We have estimated 1.3 million as such. It is a manual scavenger, we call. The manual scavenger is the most degrading word, which we don't want to use. It is everywhere in this country, almost all the states, but particularly Bihar, UP, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, Haryana, Punjab. These are the places where the majority of the manual scavenging still continue.
Just last month, India's Supreme Court asked all state governments to fully implement legislation for eradicating manual scavenging. It even went one step further, that these persons be provided alternate employment and housing. But it's difficult to get governments to act, since they often feign ignorance about the scavengers. Shamona Khanna is a lawyer fighting the case.
The issue that has been most challenging about this case for all of us who are handling it is the fact that manual scavenging is invisible. And it has been invisibilized so cleverly that just getting people to acknowledge, getting state governments to acknowledge that manual scavenging exists has been a real challenge. And until you acknowledge that a problem exists, you can't begin solving it.
The scourge is far from eradicated. Just how long a section of India's citizens throw off this dehumanizing yoke and start a new life of dignity will be keenly awaited. Murli Krishnan in Uttar Pradesh for RFI.